And pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, come on in here. I have a couple minutes late, get a little some technical difficulties on our end. You know, we run this multi-million dollar studio and fund it with a lot of high dollars, and sometimes we're a little bit late on clicking this thing or making a connection with a guest, so we apologize. We're a couple minutes late today, but guarantee it's going to be worthwhile. I'm going to cut away. I'm going to do away a little bit with the monologue because I don't want to waste any of our time together with our guest, Kevin Shipp. And just for those of you who might be aware, or those of you who are not aware of who Kevin Shipp is, Jared, if you can pull up his website real quickly there, for the love of freedom.net. I've admired Kevin for probably a couple of years, watching him from afar on the Hagman Report. And I mean, he's on with Greg Hunter, popping up a lot of different things, you know, and really, really, you never know about these former private eyes. You never know about these CIA guys, which side of it they're on, and had the opportunity, whether it's disinformation, because I said yesterday, folks, there is so much disinformation out there that, you know, I hear from this guy and I trust him, and I hear from that guy and they say saying two different things. What is going on? And so I got a chance to meet Kevin when we were in Dallas, Texas a couple months ago, and I was blown away by a couple things. Number one, it was just great to meet him, but to understand him for the first time, the depth of his faith. He's a deep believer, a real believer. You know, a lot of guys claim Christ, right? A lot of them. George W. Bush comes to mind. He threw that Jesus name around a little bit, but I just never ever felt real comfortable with him. Never questioned somebody's faith, as we talked about yesterday. But I got to see a different side of Kevin up close that I hadn't seen. I know he's a believer. I hear what, you know, spirit bears witness, and heard him speak a couple times down in Dallas, and I have to get him on the show. And Jared, have you thrown up on a website? Bear with us here just a second, Kevin. Got to build a little bit of a foundation. Here's Kevin's website. Kevin, if you will, just come on in here real quickly, Kevin. I already prayed before we went on the show, and just give us a little bit of your bio and your credentials. And you were a CIA guy and a CIA whistleblower. In fact, Kevin, it's on your website here. They've tried to kill you more than one time. Who are you, Kevin Shipp?
Good morning, Coach. It's good to see you. Thanks for having me on. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior in 1976, and then graduated from Virginia Tech. My career with the CIA, I was a counter-espionage officer. There was a suspected mole inside the CIA, and we were working on tracking that person and locating them, which we eventually did. I did human collection overseas against a terrorism target when I was with the agency, and I was a protective agent on the staff for the director of the CIA, William Casey. And I like to refer to myself as a recovering CIA officer, because remember I talked about this with the group we are at, that I go to CIA Officers Anonymous, a 24-step recovery program, and the first 12 steps, we have to learn to tell the truth again. Anyway,
Kevin, you weren't just a paper pusher though, were you, buddy? I mean, you were in there with real actions going on.
Right. Yep.
And so, what brought you out of the shadows, so to speak, Kevin? Because, folks, again, late last week, Kevin's part of a video that came out called "Out of the Shadows," and it's had 4.5 million views in about 10 days. It's been unbelievable. The true story of what's really going on with Pedogate and Pizzagate and really all that stuff. Kevin's prominently featured in that. What turned you in to a whistleblower, Kevin, and how the heck have you stayed alive?
Well, two good questions. I've had a couple close calls on the life side of things. I uncovered a vulnerability in the CIA where foreign intelligence agents could hack into embassies and identify our covert personnel. and wrote a detailed report, submitted that to the CIA, thinking that they'd want to correct that. But instead, they threatened me twice, destroyed my memos three times, ordered me to drop it. I went outside the CIA, got a senior level official in Department of State IG. They conducted an investigation, found out it was far worse than even I thought. So they published we had a big meeting in person and then officially published in the intelligence community. Department of State IG published an official rebuke against the CIA for putting the lives of his agents at risk for over 10 years. So that began my fun ride. So I was put on as second in command on a classified base here in the United States, which, of course, I can't discuss. Although, if you read the New York Times or the Washington Post, you can probably figure it out. And after being assigned to that base, my family became deathly ill. My wife ran into the kitchen, bleeding from her gums, bruised all over her body. She lost her short-term memory, was on morphine for severe headaches. Everybody in the family started getting sick, and there was a poison in the house. Essentially, we were being slowly poisoned. So I asked the agency to test it. They refused, ordered me to cover everything up, destroyed my documents and on, and broke into the house. And that's finally when I said, okay, enough is enough. I came out and blew the whistle. Then I won. They ordered the CIA to a mediated settlement with us. And then the CIA turned around and invoked what's called the state secrets privilege, which is an unbridled authority, quote unquote, to shut any evidence against the CIA down, never to see the light a day again. They invoked that on me, telling me that I'd go to prison if I talked about my evidence to anyone. So after a good bit of prayer and thought, I said, no, not my constitution, you don't, and not my family, you don't. So I came out and I blew the whistle on the entire thing, revealed all the documents that the CIA tried to black out. They're on my website, fortheloveoffreedom.net. And a good bit of prayer led me to that decision. And the scripture that God gave me was, it's a shame to even speak of the things that are done of them in secret, for the things that are done in secret are made manifest by the light. And after praying, I got that scripture. I said, okay, Lord, let's go. So I just came out in the open, blew the whistle on the whole thing. And I'm still here today. And I'll tell you, Coach, it's simply because of the protection of the Lord and his angels. Because I've hung by, there are times I hung by just a thread of faith when things were really tough. But by the grace of God, I'm still here today.
All your friends deserted you, I assume, Kevin. So the idea, Kevin, of a deep state, a deep CIA state, the one that President Kennedy said he was going to break into 1,000 pieces. That thing is real, isn't it, Kevin?
Oh, it's real. And I come out and I've been exposing that for 2 years now. There's a deep state. I separate the two. There's what I call a shadow government. That's the secret intelligence agencies like the NSA, the CIA, and certain parts of the FBI. Then there's the deep state, and that's the military industrial complex, the lobbyists, and all the kind of deep corrupt money that runs Washington. The shadow government, especially the CIA, manipulates the White House. It manipulates the Congress and the Senate, and it coerces judges with things like the state's secrets privilege. So essentially, it is controlling and manipulating the shadow government and deep state, manipulating our elected government behind the scenes without any say at all from we, the American people.
So, Kevin, the question I know everybody's going to ask, this is an interactive. I'll let some of these guys get in here. Now, the question everybody wants to know is he a good guy or a bad guy, Kevin? The president, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Donald J. Trump, I tell you, I think he's going to be one of the greatest presidents that we have seen in modern history. And as the saying goes, you can tell who a man is by his enemies. And Donald Trump has squarely stood up against the shadow government and the deep state, the first president to do so since John F. Kennedy. And you can see what they've tried to do. They've tried to engage in a soft coup to remove him from office, a false impeachment hearing, and now they're trying and failing to pin the coronavirus on him. So Donald Trump is the real deal. He's unique. He's got a unique personality, and his tweets are a riot. So, but that's the kind of man we need right now. And I can tell you, I have never seen, I've been praying for this for almost 40 years. I've never seen a president stand up to the shadow government deep state like Donald Trump is. So I've become a Trump supporter.
Kevin, let's back up a second, because you really, in my mind, you started to get a little bit of notoriety. You started to stick your nose out there where people could punch it during the Obama administration. And I know there's certain things you're probably still not allowed to say, but are allowed to say. What the heck was going on with that guy? What was going on with that administration, Kevin?
Well, Barack Obama was a subversive president. Of course, you know, no one could, they couldn't release his transcripts. There was millions and millions of unexplained money that came into his campaign that got a never heard from political activist, senator, or elected president of the United States. He claimed to be a Christian. You know, there's a doctrine in Islam called taqiyya, where you can lie. You can even say you're a Christian if it furthers Allah's cause. He claimed to be a Christian, and then he did everything anti-Christian he possibly could while he was in the White House, and supported and promoted Islam every chance he could. And he appointed five members of his national security staff that he appointed were active members of the Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, the oldest terrorist organization in the world. Obama was the single most subversive president, I think, in our history. He was devastating to this country. I am hoping and praying miracles do happen, that he will be held accountable for the soft coup against President Trump, because he was ultimately responsible for that and he knew about the whole thing. So he was a bad actor, subversive president. Thank God we dodged that bullet with the election of Donald Trump and kept Jezebel, Hillary Clinton, his post runner out. So he was, those are bad days.
Kevin, what was going on with Benghazi? What was that whole thing about?
Well, Benghazi, what it came down to was the Department of State under Secretary Hillary Clinton were running, secretly running guns into Tripoli and Benghazi and arming what they called the Free Syrian Army, supposed moderate Islamic rebels.
What were they trying to do, Kevin? What were they trying to do? What, if you were to talk to Hillary and you were to talk to Obama, what would they justify? What would they tell you they were trying to do, and was it good for America?
Well, number one, they wanted to replace the Libyan government with a Muslim Brotherhood government. That was goal number one for them. And number two, they were secretly running guns using our tax dollars without the knowledge of Congress to the Free Syrian Army to send them up and topple the Syrian regime. So they were doing two things. And Muammar Gaddafi was no prince, but he'd just come out as an ally of the United States, was fingering Al-Qaeda cells in Tripoli and cooperating with us before the Obama administration with Hillary Clinton took him out. So the idea for them was to install a Muslim Brotherhood government in Libya, which they were also trying to covertly do in the United States and other countries, including Egypt. That was their primary goal. Barack Obama was an international supporter of the Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, and he was installing the Brotherhood in different governments around the world, Tripoli, Egypt, and he was trying to pull it off in the United States.
He was a Muslim.
Yeah, he was a Muslim. I wrote about a 25-page paper on that with everything he'd ever done and said. And yeah, in my view, his actions were more that of a Muslim than a Christian by far.
What about Brennan?
John Brennan, amazingly enough, converted to Sunni Islam about almost 30 years ago now, when he was chief of station of Saudi Arabia. He converted to Islam when he was the CIA chief of station. Now, what several things blow me away about that. But one is, when you go into a country, we're supposed to recruit them. But what they did was they recruited John Brennan, who is now a practicing Muslim. As we know now, the center of the soft coup to try to remove President Trump. He's a bad actor. He may be at least one of the people that's going to be indicted with Durham's investigation.
You think there's going to be some, Kevin? You really believe there are going to be some perp walks?
Well, Coach, I think we're going to be disheartened by the number of people that walk in Durham's investigation. I think, for example, Comey, McCabe, Bounty, and all the others that filed the false FISA affidavits have gotten off so far. And the primary one, Hillary Clinton, is still walking around when there's plenty of evidence and has been to indict her for multiple felonies already. So, I'm not real optimistic.
Kevin,
about
what do they do? Do they threaten? Do they threaten Barr? Do they threaten these guys? How are they able to control what clearly is a violation of the law? You know, Comey himself, we went to Hillary's house, and Comey himself had listed at least three felonies that she committed. What's the holdback on it, Kevin? We talk about the deep state. We have a new president. We have a new FBI guy. We got a new sheriff in town, yet nothing seems to happen. What's going on there?
Yeah. Welcome to the shadow government deep state. Haven't we been seeing that since JFK? People getting off, people that should be in jail walking at the senior levels of the government. There is a mechanism. I saw it personally, where they know how to protect themselves. And they have systems like Brennan, for example, and Comey around themselves to protect themselves from getting charged. And they know the system. See, Coach, the system was already in place to be weaponized. The shadow government and deep state were already there. Those systems of secrecy were already there to be weaponized. And all Comey, Brennan, and the rest of them did was weaponize them and use them. The systems that I've been exposing now for, golly, since 2012, they were already there. So these folks knew how to work them and get real close to getting away with it.
So Kevin, take a guy like James Comey. Was he a bad dude from the beginning, or was he just trying to climb the company ladder? And was he a guy really without values, or was he intent on overthrowing the government?
Well, James Comey, amazingly enough, for an FBI, former FBI director, came out and admitted that he was basically philosophically a Marxist communist. When I was in the CIA doing counterespionage, that was an anathema. If somebody was a Marxist sympathizer, that was a threat to our national security. But here we got, including John Brennan, admitted during his polygraph that he was also was a member of the American Communist Party. So Comey is a strange individual. He's I would call him a narcissist, essentially. Comey's out for Comey more than anything else. And he's been a Clinton fixer for he and Mueller and Lynch for at least 20 years. Comey is a strange dude. I think he's a narcissist. He's got apparently Marxist philosophies in terms of government. And that flew right in the face of Donald Trump.
Hey, man. Kevin, I got a bunch of people want to ask you a question. But before sure. I do, what's your take on Q?
Well, you know, I get asked that question all the time. And, you know, sorry. I come. Yeah, that's okay. No, keep it up, man. You know, I'm a former counterintelligence officer, so I'm always real careful because I've seen pretty much it all. But my answer to that is this. The QAnon movement is a good movement full of good patriotic people. And Q's posts are good. They point people towards good. The entire movement is a movement of citizen investigators, which we need, and I love that. So Q, it's all good. Now, am I going to come out and endorse Q? No, not until I'm an evidence man. You know, uh-huh. I got to see the evidence. And so take that, I guess, in the light of what I'm saying. I think the Anon movement, the Anons are great people. And I did a show coming out and exposing the FBI memo out of the Phoenix office calling Q supporters potential terrorists. I don't know if you saw that one, but I did a show and exposed that memo. The government, the FBI actually tried to do that. So I exposed them on a show. So Q movement is good.
There are some good guys in there fighting, then, Kevin? So Kevin, as we look at this, 8 years of Barack Obama, I mean, he just loaded all this up, didn't he? I mean, he got rid of a lot of military leaders and put his own people in there. And this thing is really, really deep.
Oh, it is deep. It started with Bill Clinton. He seated people into the government, starting with his administration, and then all the way up through Obama, and they appointed judges, and there's deep state people in the CIA, there's deep state people in the White House. He had his entire squad of operators all the way through the government before he left, and 2 weeks before he left office, he signed an executive order allowing all the intelligence agencies to see anything the CIA collected, prepping and setting up the soft coup against President Trump. So, if Hillary Clinton would have come in, we would have been done in terms of a constitutional republic. And the church would the persecution would have been amplified many times from what it is now.
Can you give us any how I ask this question? Can you describe for us? See, here's the problem we have, Kevin, and I have it right here in our show and our group of folks who join us every day. Some people, they don't know about Trump. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is he sold out to the Kabbalah? Are we under martial law? All these things that are going on, Kevin. So from where you are sitting, what is your perspective on President Trump and what is he really up against?
President Trump is a rough New York businessman who amazingly was elected president. He can't be bought. He's not even taking a salary. He can't be blackmailed. He can't be coerced. He certainly can't be scared. Morally, he's not, you know, what a lot of people would have liked, but neither any of the rest of us. He's kind of like King Cyrus, where God, in my opinion, and I'm convinced of this, God took him and placed him in the position to save a nation one last time. I think Donald Trump is legitimate. And as I said, you can tell just from the outside that he's legitimate by the way the deep state and the shadow government has tried to destroy him. If he was not exposing them, they'd be patting him on the back and lifting him up, including the mainstream media. But instead, they're trying to take him down. No, Donald Trump is the real thing. Also,
I've had people say it's a psyop, Coach. It's a psyop. He's just playing a role. Just a two-card money. No, this is real.
That's real. No, that's simply not true. And there's a lot of things out there floating around in alt media like that are simply not true. Trump is not going to institute martial law. I think he's probably demonstrated by now that he's really for the First, Second, and Fourth Amendment. He's been doing and fighting that since his first day he was elected. There's not going to be martial law under Donald Trump. That's simply not true.
Well, Kevin, there's a report that came out just earlier this week. And in fact, one of the guys before the show started this morning here in the queue, Kevin, they said that the seal of the President of the United States isn't on the podium when he speaks anymore. And that because we declared a national emergency, that FEMA is now in control and he's not really President of the United States anymore. What's your take on that?
Well, and that's floating around too. And I would encourage people to check things out. And you know, when you hear these things from somebody, don't just take it at face value. Check it out yourself. You go all the way back to the Obama administration and Jay Carney, and you'll see the White House podium without the seal on it. That's happened through several administrations. It's not indicative of the fact that Donald Trump is no longer in charge. They changed that podium in and out. Now, it's curious that they do that, but they did that under Obama, too. So it's not specific to the Trump administration.
Okay, so you don't see anything nefarious going on there.
No.
Somebody said, he's about to resign. He's speaking in the past. Now, it was an honor being your president. Don't put any more there than is there, huh?
Donald Trump will never resign. I can do it.
I see that way too. Hey, Jared, real quick. Kevin, I want to show a little bit of a clip here of Out of Shadows, and then I'm going to open it up. Jared, if you click on that and bring it up to 1:07. Folks, if you have not seen this video, Out of Shadows. In fact, Kevin wrote a book. What was it called? From the Company of Shadows. Is that what your book was, Kevin?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Can they find that on your website?
Yes, they can.
Hey, Kevin, you must have some guts, huh?
Well, I got faith, Coach, and my courage comes from my faith, you know?
Yeah, but you're looking over your shoulder a lot, aren't you, bud?
Oh, for 18 years, brother, yeah.
You're not planning on any suicides here tomorrow or anything like
that?
No. Okay, folks, we want to play a little clip from this YouTube video, Out of Shadows. It's had 4.5 million views in like 10 days. It just exploded, and it gets into the Pizzagate and the Pettigate and the Podestas and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to show you a real brief little segment of Kevin in the midst of this video. So, Jared, if you could, go ahead and roll that real quick. And then we come back. We're going to take some questions. And listen, folks, if you want to do questions, just unmute yourself and then give me a chance to call on you so we can try it, so we're not stepping all over each other. So go ahead, Jared, pull that up and play that real quickly.
I'm working all the time, and I don't have the time to look into Bigfoot or aliens or Flat Earth or 9/11 conspiracy or JFK. Assassination. It's just, it's not anything that I really have any backstory on. But the one thing that I do have a lot of backstory on, the one thing I do know a lot about, is Hollywood.
When you think about the entertainment industry, what comes to mind? Movies, TV, music, right? Let's talk about this entertainment.
I've been observing you.
What if this entertainment was more than just entertainment?
Now in complete control!
When you're driving home from work, what are you listening to? When you come home after a long day and turn on the TV, what do you see?
The U.S. are bracing.
Saying that they're one.
Think about all the content you've seen throughout your whole life. A lot of it has actually made us who we are today.
So you don't know what's really going on.
Have you ever stopped for just a second, though, and questioned the content?
Good morning, Vietnam!
The only thing we consume more than content is air. But we actually think about the quality of the air we breathe. Maybe it's time to take a closer look at our content.
And fear. Taxes.
Our governments always control their content.
The fight for freedom.
We've just never paid attention.
Freedom of speech.
Message received.
The police occupy our community.
To work with the CIA to destabilize foreign countries.
This media that we're consuming at such a rapid rate, we need to slow down and think about what we're consuming. the people in charge didn't have our best interests in mind.
Now we have to ask ourselves, who's influencing our content?
Is the CIA involved in Hollywood?
Yes.
Guys, come ahead.
Okay, Jared, we've got Kevin here live. Kevin, pick up on that. Pick up on the CIA's involvement in Hollywood, in the media, and what they're trying to do really to mind control us. Would you address that?
Sure. Yeah. It started with Operation or Project Mockingbird going all the way back in the days of George H.W. Bush, who's a long-term CIA operative, by the way. And under the leadership of William Colby, the CIA was paying mainstream media journalists to put CIA articles in papers and make them look like the paper had published it, not the CIA. Well, they were caught doing so, and the Church Commission and ordered the Church Committee, rather, and ordered to stop doing it. So H.W. Bush came out and said, well, okay, we're going to stop Operation Mockingbird. We're not going to do it anymore. But what people don't realize is after that, Bush made it no longer mandatory, but it was voluntary for the CIA to plant stories in the news media or for the news media to allow that to happen. So for the last 5 years, I've been actively exposing Project Mockingbird, the CIA influencing the news media. I'll give you three very, very good examples. Number one, who is the senior correspondent for CNN now for intelligence matters? James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence. Who's the senior analyst for MSNBC? John Brennan. Talk about Mockingbird in your face. These guys are directing those two outlets. And then you just had the movie Jack Ryan that just came out. And my wife and I like Jack Ryan, the character, but Jack Ryan, as other movies have been, was manipulated and the script was worked on by the CIA. So much so, if you watch Jack Ryan, you'll see Jack Ryan's CIA boss during a rough time get down on his Muslim prayer rug and pray to Allah. That's John Brennan in the movie. And at the end, there's actually a CIA disclaimer just for a second that the CIA has to put in if it's had its hand on anything. So Jack Ryan just came out and the CIA was involved in the production of that film. And on and on and on we go. We hear over and over from the Washington Post. I call the Mockingbird paper. Intelligence sources have told us. Sources say, highly placed sources say, but they never say who the source is. And usually when they say that, it's a CIA official. So it's still going on today, just as strong as it was back then. It's just taken on a lot, many, many more forms.
So, Kevin, what we're seeing really is the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. The devil is real.
Yes.
It is a worldwide attempt to conquer all things good. That, Kevin, when it gets right, when you hone it just down, that's what it is, right? The devil against Jesus, just like we imagine it in our mind. That's the battle.
Yeah. You know, Coach Humbley, I've traveled all over the world, done a lot of operations in several countries. And after all that, I can tell you one thing. There is a battle between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. The God, little g, of this world, Satan, is intent on destroying the church and Christians. And then you've got the incredible power, the name of Jesus and the church, which has authority over all of that. I've seen that spiritual battle all countries, and sadly at a peak in my own country here in the United States.
Man, folks, we're at war. Okay, listen, I'm going to try to open up the phone lines here a little bit. Let me get my bearings here. Let's see. Larry Richardson. Larry, you're the first guy I see. Come on in here.
Yeah, Kevin, to your knowledge, how deeply is the CIA mindset instilled into the military intelligence agencies?
That's a great question. I have to tell you, military intelligence does not like the CIA. I would say that military intelligence has kind of more of kind of tyrannical slant to it than the CIA. And I work with military intelligence guys and ladies quite a bit. And they don't like the CIA, and I don't blame them because the CIA comes and tries to tell them what to do. So military intelligence, no, it's a little different than the CIA. It's not as overbearing and controlling as the CIA is, and they're quite different in several areas.
Kevin, crazy question here, although not crazy. Are we really still under the U.S. Constitution?
In my humble opinion, we are under a post-constitutional government. No, in terms of a constitutional government in its written form, no, we're not.
Because we hear guys out there crying all the time, well, we've got the Constitution on our side, but they're not following it, are they, Kevin?
No, they're not. No, they're not following it. No.
The judges don't follow the judiciary.
No.
Glenn Claremont down there in Dallas. Come on in, Glenn.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Thank you, Kevin, for some insight here.
Hey, folks, hang on, Glenn. Hey, folks, this guy's a hero. You guys a hero. You understand that? I mean, we laugh. There's a picture on his website of the weapons that he has beside his bed every night when he goes to sleep. This guy's a hero. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I've enjoyed some of your interviews on USA Watchdog.
Thanks.
Question. In a video, former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, stated that when he was elected, he was taken into the basement of the Capitol and interviewed by a group of CIA. And my question is the CIA involved in every state government, and are they taking their marching orders for what's happening now with this coronavirus, i.e. the governor of Michigan,
Glenn,
for example?
Great question, Glenn. Who's their boss, Kevin? Who's
taking
those strings?
That is a good question, Glenn. And I would hearken back to when William Jefferson Clinton was governor of Arkansas and was so deep in the CIA's pockets, you could only see the top of his forehead. He had a CIA clearance. They were running drugs. I was on the seventh floor in the CIA during Iran-Contra. So, when a government is elected, this is how the CIA does it. They'll sit that government down and they'll say, well, now we want to brief you on some national security things and show you how great we are and how you kind of got to comply with what we want you to do in terms of intelligence, foreign policy, because we know what we're talking about. You don't know. You're just the governor. And yeah, that's one of the things I talked about in my speech is how the CIA manipulates our government, the Congress, the Senate, the governors, and even the president of the United States, which we saw with the false Iraqi intelligence.
So, Kevin, I imagine this in my head. You know, some guy gets elected to Congress, he gets the Senate, president of the United States. He ends up in a room with some very, very powerful guys, and they lay the law down to him, right? And they say to him, hey, you love your children? You really want to see your grandchildren? That kind of stuff really goes on, doesn't it, Kevin?
Well, this is how the CIA does it, Coach. The CIA comes in, hello, Mr. President, congratulations, welcome to office. Well, we want to show you what's really going on out there. And they have, and I used to be a senior briefer with the CIA, and I brief people at all levels, colonels down to secretaries, and et cetera. And they're very, they're like a serpent. Well, Mr. President, we know what's going on. The director of the CIA, this is very complex. We don't want this on your shoulders. You just let us handle it and everything will be fine. And if the president doesn't let them handle it, we see a soft coup like we saw with them trying to remove Donald Trump. So they intimidate a president from day one. And most presidents, sadly, every president since JFK has let them get away with it.
So was the whole coup, was it a CYA thing, Kevin? Were they just trying to cover their own rear ends, or was it more nefarious even than that?
Well, it's two things. They were trying to cover their own rear end in the fact that what had been going on in Ukraine with Hillary Clinton and some of the abominable things that were going on there, they were terrified that Donald Trump was going to be elected. They were even terrified that he was a candidate because they knew they couldn't control him, they couldn't blackmail him, and they couldn't scare him. And if he got into office, he'd do exactly what he's doing now. He'd shake the place up.
He didn't need the money, right? They couldn't buy him off. He didn't need the money.
No, they didn't need the money. So they couldn't blackmail him, couldn't buy him, couldn't scare him. They didn't know what to do, and they still don't know what to do with him. So the soft coup, remember, you guys, this is a global cabal that's going on here. It's not just in the United States. Hillary Clinton is a globalist and she has global connections. It was a global operation to remove Donald Trump because he is clearly not a globalist. He's a threat to their entire empire, and he remains so today.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin, I watched that video Out of Shadows. I watched it twice, actually. It was really, really well done. The whole Pizzagate, in your opinion, the whole Pizzagate thing, Pedogate, that thing, that's real, isn't it, Kevin?
Yes, and despite the media's attempt to paint everybody, and they really went after Liz Crokin, and Liz does a wonderful job on the film, just trying to shut her up and silence her. But what they never could do was address Podesta's emails, because what is in there is exactly what Podesta was sending and receiving, and it's got pedophile coded information all through it. No one's ever disputed that because they can't. So what they did was they buried it, and all of a sudden, what pops out? The Jeffrey Epstein case, and more of the elite pedophilia trafficking pops out, and he's eventually murdered. So yeah, it's real. Yeah, it's huge. It's in the elite. It's through our government. It's through the UK government. It's all through our media. And all of us got together and we decided to take the risk. We did this for free. None of us got paid for this. We decided to take the risk finally and just put this out there for the world to see. To God be the glory, to open people's eyes. And this stuff is real. And I think people are starting to see it.
Hey man, are they going to put Obama? Are they going to try to put him in at the UN? You see that happen, Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could see. He's got that kind of narcissistic personality. He's their global man. I could see them doing it. Yes.
Wow. Karen. Karen Ging, is it Gingras? I see you up here a couple times. Karen, come on in. Can't hear you, dear. Joe Allen, come on in while we try to get hair straightened out. Come on in, Joe.
Hey, Kevin. This is Joseph Allen.
Yeah, Joseph. Hi.
How you doing? Yeah, I watch you on Hunter a lot, Greg Hunter.
Yeah, Greg's a good Christian brother. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Part of my history, I used to be part of Three Digits back in 1990 with Flexi.
Mm-hmm.
And this group here is pretty much up to date on Red Pill.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything new that you know is coming in the pipeline or anything that could help us our endeavors that we have?
Yeah, great question, Joe. Kevin, what should we be doing and what can we do?
That is probably the best question I get ever with good people. What do we do? First of all, we join together like we're doing here in a network of good patriotic Americans with shows like yours, Coach, and others. And we network in a grassroots kind of new we the people across this country through shows like this. And so we get together, we meet, we do shows like this. You get together with your community, your family, you build little patriot communities. And right now, there is a quiet revolution going on in this country. People made up of people like us. So by joining in this discussion, by joining in with Coach, by educating your friends and family, which is not always easy, but it has to be done, you're doing your part. Is this going to result in a civil revolution? Well, not as long as Donald Trump is there, in my opinion. It almost did if Hillary Clinton was elected. We're in a kind of a quiet civil war right now with what I call the dark left, but it's not going to rise to that level yet. So what we've got going is a grassroots movement of patriots and constitutional people that is over 70 million strong. So we've got that going. So I would say educate, write, pray, and keep speaking.
So yesterday, Kevin, here in Columbus, Ohio, made national news. We had about 200 people showed up. Our governor, Mike DeWine, was having a press conference, and the people were outside banging on the doors and the windows and everything. It was so loud they had to cancel the press conference. And of course the media pictured out like these are radicals, these people are dissident, all that kind of stuff, Kevin. But in the heart of men and women all across America, there is an awakening going on, is there not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, about 65 million people voted and got Donald Trump in office. That number has grown probably by another 30 or 40%. There is a huge movement of patriotic Christians out there, constitutionalists, conservatives, that are fed up with the lies of the mainstream media. They're fed up with the dark left. They're fed up with the DNC. They're fed up with the attacks on traditional America in this country. And it's a giant that is no longer sleeping.
Can we push back, Kevin? I got a lot of people. I got to shut up because a lot of people want to talk to you, Kevin. This coronavirus thing let's say it's real. The virus is real. What's at the heart of this, Kevin?
Well, you know, I can tell you this. It's being used by the Democrats as kind of a third soft coup to try to get Democrats in the media to try to get rid of Donald Trump. You can count on that. They're doing that. They're going to do that. The virus is real. It's deadly. It did come from China. There is some indication that it came from the Chinese biochemical or biowarfare laboratory. There's some good indication that's very possibly what happened there. So the virus is real. They are going to try to use it to remove Donald Trump. They're falling flat on their face. But it is a real virus. It is very deadly. But as we can see, as governments always do, it's being used to erode our freedoms and our privacy and start tracking us, like Bill Gates, start tracking us with vaccines and tracking systems added to those vaccines. So that part has gotten very serious.
By the way, folks, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be on with us tomorrow to talk about
that. I know Sherry. Yeah.
So area code 315, you're up. Come on in.
Yeah, this is Gary from New York. Yes, hey, just have a question. Are you familiar with something called NESARA, known as the National Economic Security and Reformation Act?
No, I'm not.
Okay, basically what it is, it's something that I just got this from a source yesterday, where it's supposedly it's going to be a reset, and it's going to look really good to everybody, you know, because it's going to be, you know, sound money and constitutional freedoms. But this particular author posits that it's actually going to be a cover for the introduction of the Mark of the Beast. I don't know if you...
Great question. Let me cut to the chase. Is there a financial reset coming, Kevin?
Well, there's a financial reset coming, but in my view, what's going to happen, and this is where even COVID-19 put kind of the kibosh on this for now, but there is a global economy coming, there's a global digital currency coming, and there will be a global algorithm or mark or digital number that people are going to have to use to buy and sell in that global economic system, and it will be a digital mark, and it will be a very sophisticated form in how they do that. That's coming. Mark my words, it is coming.
Dollar's on its way out, Kevin.
Dollar's on its way out. Even the Federal Reserve now is talking about creating FedCoin, which is a digital Federal Reserve currency, which should make the hair stand up on the back of all of our necks.
Area code 207. Come on in.
Hey, Coach, it's Jack.
Jack?
Kevin, I got a couple of questions for you. I don't know if I can get them both in. You're lamenting the constitutional authority that we've lost. Can you tell me where the constitutional authority is for the CIA to exist?
I can tell you this. There is none.
Exactly.
The CIA it's an unconstitutional organization. Well, the power that the CIA has, Jack, is unbelievably huge. They've tried to take it apart twice, the church committee. I was very close to being taken apart then, but they coerced that system, suppressed that system. The CIA is a huge, gross monster of a monolith that functions outside the Constitution. It is too powerful right now to be taken apart unless it would be a pretty dramatic event, but it is an unconstitutional organization.
Who is they? And how do we get rid of Homeland Security if we don't investigate 9/11?
Well, yeah, you know, that's one of the biggest travesties I think there is. It's clear. If you look at 9/11, and I taught criminal investigations in college at a university, if you look at 9/11 from the perspective of a criminal investigation, which was never done and was covered up, you find out that that was not just the planes that brought those buildings down, and certainly not the World Trade Center Tower number 7. And a whole litany of pieces of evidence out there that they ignored or falsified regarding 9/11. And an investigation was never done. But there is a group of attorneys that have gotten together and finally got approval to begin investigating 9/11 again, which is very encouraging. And God bless them, because 9/11 was not what the American people were told. And the 9/11 Commission, like the Warren Commission, was just another sham.
Then what do we do? We have to come up with a due plan.
Yeah, the due plan, the number one is stop taking it. Stop being intimidated. Stop being afraid of them. March, speak, protest. Never be afraid of a lawsuit by the ACLU or anyone else. Just tell them to make your day. We need to stop fearing this government. We need to start marching on Washington, making our voice heard. A lot of patriots are afraid to go down to Washington because then they'll be ID'd. But
on an individual level, Kevin, what about if we all stop carrying real ID, which is the camo nose? What do we stop it? Do we have the courage to stop it as individuals?
Boy, man, what a great point you just made. That's the problem that I found is right now, at least for now, and that may be changing, most Americans do not want to take the risk that is necessary to stop this unconstitutional juggernaut. You remember back in the War of Independence, I think it was only 3% of the American population fought in the war. The rest hid in their farms and their houses. And so it is now. There's only a small percentage of us that are willing to take the risk, and everybody else wants to provide for their families, get their retirement and their health insurance. And that's what's standing in the way of a civil revolution getting us back to the Constitution, is people yet are not willing to take that risk.
Well, how many people are on here are willing to do that? Let's put it up. Put up or shut up, boys and girls.
That's it, brother. I'm with you, man.
Thanks, Jack. Karen, see if you can come in here now, Karen. Yes, no, Karen? Okay. Revelation 2015. Come on in.
Thanks, Coach. It's Wes, and good morning, Mr. Ship.
Hi, Wes.
I like all the work that you're doing and putting out there. It's been said that signs and symbols rule the world and not the law that is passed on paper. So what I would ask you is, what kind of signs or symbols or identifying markers can we use to, when we're reading the news, to identify if we're being fed misinformation or if we're being fed the whole truth?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the most obvious signs is when they say a source said or a highly placed source said, and they don't say who that source is. You know you're being lied to right then. So that's the first thing. And of course, we know that the Masonic order is all through our government and skull and bones. It's a big brother, get yourself appointed to high level government position club. Those signs and symbols are out there. The one eye, which is all through Hollywood. That's in our film, as a matter of fact. The one eye is a symbol, an occult symbol that you'll find in the Masonic order. You'll find that all over Hollywood now. So those symbols are out there. But it's pretty obvious, at least with the mainstream media, that you can tell they're lying. And I encourage people all the time, when you watch the news, I think you all are pretty much red-pilled or however you want to put it. But when people watch the news, they need to realize they have to critically think about what they're seeing. And that includes movies now. My wife and I try to watch movies. We've gone back to watching Monk because we can't find a movie on Netflix that doesn't have gay sex in it, some anti-Christian character or something else. And like one out of four at the least have got this stuff in it, so we can't even watch it anymore. So people have got to critically think about what they're seeing and pick it apart. And if you do that, you critically think about these things, you'll see the messages in there clear as a bell.
Kevin, how do you see this playing out? This thing that we're in right now, this lockdown, this soft martial law, how's this going to play out, Kevin?
I think this is just based on what I've been reading, and Greg Hunter and I have had some extensive discussions on this, and he's got a lot of economic people on his show, which is a show I support, obviously. I think President Trump is going to roll the economy back out. Has to, otherwise, economically, we're finished. I think President Trump is going to roll the economy back out in a maximum of 2 months. They may do rolling parts of the country which are least affected. But I think the economy is going to come back. I think that the quarantines are going to eventually be significantly reduced. They may not go away permanently, but I think that the economy will come back. I think the stock market will come back, at least under Trump. It's going to be slow going because the damage done to our economy is going to last for decades. But I do think that the economy is going to come back, not as strong as it was before.
Get on your CIA hat, Kevin. How do they do the financial restructure? How's that thing going to work? What's the sign that we can look for that things are getting ready to change?
Well, you know, the stock market is just a big gambling casino, and it's fickle, and it's based on how people feel and think. You want to look at the bond market in the United States and how the bond market is doing and how the interest rates on the bond market are doing and derivatives, and I don't want to get into all that, but that's a barometer of how the American economy is doing. And sadly, keep an eye on the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, is not federal and has no reserves, and it's not a constitutional organization. But you can watch what the Federal Reserve does and get a gauge on where the economy is going. And the Fed literally has taken over treasury bonds now, which is unheard of. So it's the economy is going to come roaring back based on small businesses, as we hear a lot. But that's true. It's going to come back based on the rise of small businesses. And the good side of this is a lot of industries now are being brought back into the United States, the top of those being the pharmaceutical industry being brought back from China. China was producing antibacterial drugs. That's where we're getting all our antibacterial drugs from. So the economy is going to come back. It's going to be slow rolling, but I think it is going to come back.
So, hey, Kevin. Yeah, go ahead. Come on, Larry.
Yeah. As far as invasion of people's privacy and average citizen, et cetera, is somebody in the government checking us out right now?
Well, if you got a cell phone or if you're online, yes, they are. For example, your cell phone is probably the best thing that ever happened to the shadow government or the deep state. It's a walking bug. And even when your cell phone is off, they can turn the microphone on and listen to you. And they do. Of course, they were on mine all the time. But so we're all being surveilled. The privacy in our country is dead. There's no longer a private space. They can even, and I can't go into too much detail here, but they don't even have to come into your house to bug you or listen to your conversations anymore. And the things that they can do from satellites would blow your mind.
Yeah. So any plans we might make here, in any seeds we might plant to start growing a plan, they've got the inside track on stopping it.
They do. And they have informants. They even have informants in the Tea Party. And I know who that person is. They've got informants. They got everything penetrated. And that's why people say, why do you always come out in public? And aren't you afraid of getting waxed? Well, if I get killed, I know where I'm going, first of all. But second of all, I go public because they have everything I say or do in private anyway. So why hide our plans? Why hide our, when we talk about civil revolution, let's not hide it. I put it right out there. There should be a civil revolt against an unconstitutional government, legal, civil, by we the people, right out there where they can see it.
Amen. Amen. Come on in, Mark. Come on in, Mark.
I'm totally in agreement with you, Matt. I was part of a big defense firm that did legal intercept and data retention. So the one key factor I've shared with this group is, yes, they're monitoring everything. But it's the keywords. It's the keywords that produce the alerts that get 100%. So it's the keywords that are nefarious. Who determines what are, quote, terroristic? It's those people who are determining the pain that the monitoring causes. It's the keywords. And yes, it's real. It's real.
So, Kevin,
Kevin, two things. I was visited by the FBI. Last spring, they came to my house. What would cause something like that? Question number one, what the heck would cause them to, a little fish like me with a little show like that? What's causing that to happen, Kevin? And was it done just to intimidate me? Did they come really to do an investigation? Were they just following procedure, or was there more nefarious reason behind it?
No, think about that, Coach. The FBI came and visited you, a patriotic, God-fearing, constitutional-loving American, a law-abiding citizen, and the FBI comes. What is wrong with that picture? I'll tell you what's wrong. A lot is wrong with that picture, because obviously, Coach, you're having an effect. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the FBI has labeled QAnons and anybody connected with Q as a potential threat to national security. So the fact that they did that, I'm glad you're making that public, because we need to put that right back in their face. Who the heck do you think you are, visiting somebody that's a patriot and a constitutionalist? And of course, I've been visited when I wasn't home a few times with some break-ins. But that just that means you're over the target, Coach. And that means that you're causing the shadow government, deep state, some concern. And that's a compliment. Amen.
Okay, so Kevin, we got just about 4 or 5 minutes here. Listen, there's still people, Kevin. I've never seen in my lifetime so much disinformation. As I said earlier, you don't know who the good guys are, you don't know who the bad guys are. And I made the statement on I was a Trump guy from the beginning, and I've not been ashamed of the fact that I was. And I've been telling people this: if Trump is a good guy, we need to support him, and if he's not a good guy, we're screwed anyway. Right.
I mean,
if he's a double agent, if he's playing for the other side. And so, Kevin, there are people even in this who are watching this show right now who don't know. They just don't know. And neither do you, really. But what's your view on what's going on?
I can tell you this. Never trust government. Never trust fully blindly a government official ever. Government will go bad. It will go evil. The power, men are not, men and women are not designed to have that kind of power. They will go bad every time. So we should scrutinize Donald Trump like we do every single other government official, and never get stars in our eyes and become so pro-Trump that Trump slips in something that is not constitutional. I'm not saying he will, but what I am saying is I keep my eye on Donald Trump just as strongly as I do even the Democrats in Congress. And that's what we of the people have to do if we want to keep what's left of our freedoms.
What's your view on he is still in so many ways so liberal on the homosexual issue, Kevin? What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, that goes all the way back to his businessman days. Yes, and yes, he is. Now, I think the thing to remember is that he's not an advocate and he's not pushing it. I call it the gay mafia. The gay mafia is out there pushing it on school children and drag queen library hours and teaching transgender to third graders. That is, Antichrist, right. Basically. But so Donald Trump is not pushing and advocating the LGBTQ movement. If he was part of that movement, he'd be pushing it, and he's not. I think he tolerates it, and that's as far as it goes, in my opinion.
Kevin, we got 3 minutes left. How can we help you? Jared threw his website back up there. You'd like to sell some books, I'm sure, the kind of stuff, other than praying for you, all that kind of stuff. What can we do, Kevin, to help you and what you're doing?
Well, thanks, Coach. As I think most people know, when I came out and blew the whistle and violated the state secrets privilege, I lost my pension. So I go buy donations of people
that
go
on my pension.
I lost my pension completely. Yeah. So I go off of donations. Book sales are a small part of that. And then I have a Patreon channel called the Ship Intelligence Report on patreon.com/Kevin_ship. And it's a $5 membership, and I put a lot of my analysis of current events and what's going on. It's a government watchdog site, and that helps us out too. So I just function entirely off of those things.
And you're available to speak and do that kind of stuff, Kevin. Somebody wants to bring you to town and put on a presentation, you'll do that.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm really booked up, and I can't take every invitation. I took yours, Coach, because I think you're on fire for the Lord, brother. I take, you know, I took yours because I really appreciated your message. I can't take them all, but yeah, I do public speaking, not as much as I used to, but you can find me on my website if someone wants me to come and speak. I have gone from big groups of people to speaking at churches. I'm focusing a lot on churches now because I think the body of Christ needs to understand what's going on here. So anyway, that's how they can reach me. They can reach me through my website.
Kevin, why haven't they shut you up?
Coach, they have tried. I won't go into it personally. I've had two near-death experiences. I've been poisoned. My family has been poisoned. I lost my pension. They broke into my house. I lost my house. I lost my car. They blackballed me against, and I was a top-level agency officer. They blackballed me with other jobs in the government and just literally tried to destroy me. The one thing that I even had an FBI agent I was working with tell me, well, I guess they messed with the wrong man. And my response is, no, they messed with the wrong God. God has kept me going. He's my protection. And I mean that, Coach, seriously. He is my protection and has been, and that's what keeps me going.
All those who live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution.
That's right.
It's easy walking in the steps of Kevin Shipp or anybody that's out there fighting on the front lines. Trust me, it isn't. Kevin, promise that we'll be praying for you. And,
thank you, Coach.
And I know you have a busy schedule. We do. I am honored that you would share this time with us, Kevin. It's good to know that a brother in the Lord's fighting as hard as you are. So,
amen.
Thanks for joining us. Hang in there just a second, Kevin. We'll close it out here. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.